Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
If two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. For where two or three gather together as my followers, I am there among them.
Got them itchy earlobes. Huh? Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bumper Sticker Wisdom. I'm Jason.
I'm John.
Brother John's going to say a quick little prayer and we'll get started.
We got to talk about the itchy earlobes. Father in heaven, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to be here and giving us the passion and the courage to do it. Father, we thank you that you are so good and that you are so merciful and you are so faithful. Father, we just ask that you take control of it, allow what it is that is ordained by you to come out of it, to be what comes out of it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we're trying. Well, we're not trying. We're committed now.
to some headphones.
Yeah, we went to a full wireless in-ear system.
Yeah, it's itchy.
It's itchy. It's not uncomfortable.
No.
But it's still
uncomfortable.
It's just a little different.
Yeah, different for sure.
So,
cheese and rice.
How have you been, brother?
I've been good.
So
sorry.
Our TikTok page is on the screen while we're watching, and yeah. He's tripped out by followers who just continue to pop up. Following now.
Yeah, I guarantee you there's been at least 20 since
we sat down here.
Yeah, that's insane. Yeah. Share.
That's it. Share it. Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know what's been going on with you. I don't know what you've been thinking about or whatever, man. To be honest with you, I've been funky lately myself.
Yeah.
It's all bull crap, quite honestly, grand scheme. But I think it's probably a good time to remember and revisit and talk about just men's mental health and two more popped up. Men's mental health and just, you know, the reminder of community and how we need to be reaching out and you know, if you're hurting or you know, in a bad place, thinking about doing something crazy, man, reach out to somebody. So somebody cares, whether you believe it or not. Hopefully
there's more people that do than don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I see a lot of like advertising, like people sharing the 1-800 number and stuff like that. And
right. I mean, it's, you know, suicide's a real thing, man. And predominantly I think it's like 80% men, that take their own lives or even attempt to take their own lives.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming. And sad thing is like, I know it's only September, people, but we were wandering around this weekend and they're already putting up the stuff for the holidays and that season is coming. And then generally speaking, those numbers increase during those times. And
yeah, it's depressing to see that coming around already.
Yeah, it really is, man. We went to Hobby Lobby.
Dude, that's, it's like,
they already had like the entire center section of that back area full of nothing but Christmas stuff, dude. Ornaments and trees and.
I'd rather get drugged through a puddle of mud with rusty nails and razor blades embedded in than go to freaking Hobby Lobby.
That's serious stuff, right there, dude.
Dude, it is just. My wife can spend all day in there.
Yeah, we weren't there for that long, but.
I've dropped her off. I'm like, I'm not going in there. And I've dropped her off and waited for her. And I'm just like, I'm finally like texting her like, hey, what's up? Like,
dude, get out of there. Yeah. But we were only there for a few minutes. We were buying a gift card for somebody, but it's just, we were looking around too. Cause we try to start getting, again, knowing the holidays are coming, we try to start getting that stuff out of the way. You know what I mean? Cause it's way easier to do it spread out than it is to do it all at once, you know, wait till December and then spend all the money. Cause you know, we won't have it.
Yeah.
So we try to start doing little things where we can, and that's what we were out there doing. But yeah, it's just like, it was something that reminded me. Plus, you know, I'm kind of dealing with it myself. I'm just in a funky place, man.
Yeah.
Really. And probably one of those moments where I should be reaching out, but I haven't. That's pretty typical. Yeah. Pretty typical.
Suck it. I can deal with it. Yeah, that one of them kind of things.
You know, the other part, the biggest part of it is like, look, dude, it got so overwhelming at a point yesterday that I just wrote. I haven't wrote in, it's going on almost 2 years. I haven't wrote anything. I wrote that one poem that one time whenever we were getting haters.
Yeah.
I haven't written anything. And so I didn't know what else to do with it. You know what I mean? But the grand, like my mind is telling me all this stuff. And then I'm like, I'm thinking about it and I'm like, none of this is that big a deal. You know what I mean? I don't want to call you for bullshit.
Yeah.
But obviously it's more than bullshit because it was killing me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like, I don't know. I'm still working through it, but that's the only way I knew to process it. The only other thing I could think to do was just start writing.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. And I thought, it's probably a good time to start bringing that stuff up again and remind specifically gentlemen to reach out to us. We'd love to pray with you, to talk to you even. If you're hurt, you're hurting, or you don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
I don't have the answers, but I can love on you a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure. That sucks. That sucks. I hate hearing, you know, people going through things like that. Because I would much rather be in a depressed state or a happy state than that neutral state where you're just kind of wandering around. Like, you don't really know if you're depressed or if something's bothering you. Just kind of like, meh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate being in that state.
I got into this mode where okay, so queso.
Mexican cheese.
I try very hard, right, at a lot of things. And I try very hard to be the man that I truly believe that God has designed me to be, right? And then the opposite comes out, right? So, like, I still battle with my old self. And then sometimes it seems like that's always happening. You know what I mean? Like, the feedback I'm getting is like, gosh, I don't know if you remember that I don't know where it's at, if it's in Romans or Galatians or Colossians, where Paul was talking about, there's a war going on within you, like the good and the bad, basically, like what I want to do and what I know. Anyway, just constantly fighting each other. And I got to this point where it's like, man, I feel like I'm breaking character, right? Like, I'm not acting in the character that I know I have. But then if I'm breaking character all the time, am I really breaking character? Maybe that is my character. Does that make sense? And so it's a flood of bullcrap, bro. I want to blame the enemy, but then I think it's just me. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't know that I can blame the enemy. I think that this is just me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, it just got really, 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 really freaking discouraging there for a while. And, you know, I don't know. The problem is I know what God's word says, right? I know what God says about you and me. I know that perfection isn't required. I know that I'm not able to be perfect. I know I'm going to make mistakes and mess up.
Yeah.
It's not like that. But it's like, if it were outside of my character, then why is it happening so often?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
So, like, my mind starts to, that's where it was at. And I'm like, it's me. I'm the freaking problem. You know what I mean?
Well, at least you, because look, we would be fools to try to blame the enemy for every single thing.
Sure.
And look, yeah, at some point, you're enabling him. You know,
there you go. Yeah, it's a door open to
him. Yeah, you're just, you know, you just left it open, and he's got free access, is what's happening. But like the way that you're acknowledging it and you're addressing it, that's a good sign, right? I mean,
yeah.
You're not just like, eh, well, whatever.
I guess it's who I am.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't believe that's who I am.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It's because I'm a Virgo.
I'm a Taurus, but no. I don't believe that has anything to do with it, obviously. No. I truly believe that we all are made to be what God created us to be. And yes, there is a war. And yes, there is an enemy.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that the enemy doesn't have a part in it. I'm not saying the enemy didn't plant the thought. I'm the one who took the thought, though. I'm the one who took the thought and kept repeating the thought.
Yeah.
I'm the problem. I'm the problem. It's me. It's me. It's me. I'm the problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, I'm messed up. Maybe my character's just bad. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I continue to see these things that are contrary to what God says my character are.
Or right? Maybe it's because you're dwelling on them so much that you're bringing them to life.
Exactly. And I'm using my tongue and my words to empower that negative thing.
You're bringing it to life by dwelling on it. And
yeah. The whole thing that I came to was...
Jesus.
Just see, keep seeing the followers pop up on the screen. I'm sorry. The whole thing was like a tree can't bear fruit if it's not being fed.
Yeah.
The difference between a tree and me is I feed myself. The tree doesn't get a choice in the matter.
Yeah.
Right? So what I'm feeding myself is what the fruit I'm seeing. Does that make sense? Yeah. That's why
you're harping on it too much.
Yeah.
That thing's living in your head rent-free.
I love the taste and the bitterness of it, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. It's not, again, bro, it's one of those things that, like, look, I wasn't in a very good place, bro. Saturday was the worst of it, and it just carried in to Sunday, and, like, I just was not there. I just wasn't there. Yeah. I didn't want to get up yesterday. I didn't want to go to church. I didn't want to pray with people.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I didn't want to do any of it. I did it as an act of betrayal to whatever is trying to discourage me.
Yeah.
Right. But I wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't in it at all.
Yeah.
And that's a betrayal to God in my mind. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to feel about that.
Well, I don't think that's a betrayal to God. I think the fact that you still showed up to do God's work, I mean, speaks lots of positivity. You know what I mean? You can't just every time you, I mean, it just like, I didn't want to get up and go to work this morning, but I did, you know,
for completely different reasons.
No, it's the same thing. Yeah. That reward is totally better than the reward I'm going to get at the end of the week.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
But it's also not a tangible thing to us right now. So that's an easy one to kind of duck out on. It's like, I don't feel like doing this right now. And
yeah,
you are letting the enemy win then.
Ultimately, I'm reminded of why am I downcast? O My Soul, which is written in Psalms. I think it's by David. He says, why am I downcast, O My Soul? Why is my heart so sad? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's like, I can't understand why. And I fortunately, he doesn't leave it like that. Like, he moves past it. He goes, I will remember the Lord. I will trust in him. I'll remember his goodness, right? It's literally a mindset shift, right? And sometimes it's easier to change your mindset than others. This time hasn't been so easy.
Yeah.
I'm getting closer now. I'm way closer to it right now than I was 48 hours ago.
Yeah.
Right? And I guess the crappy part of it is, dude, like, I know this. I know this. And yet it doesn't work for me. Like, I don't allow it to work for me or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, look, I already knew if I called you, you would say exactly what I was already trying to say to myself. Would it have helped? I don't know. I don't know because I didn't try.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know because you probably would have said exactly what I was thinking. Like, that's not who you are. Right? That's not who you are. You know this. You know who God says you are. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and so there's a part of me that probably didn't allow myself to reach out because I was like, I'm not going to bother him with this. First of all, it's crap. Second of all, it clearly it wasn't. It was messing me up, dude, bad. I'm not going to lie to you. It was bad. I was quietly driving with my wife, just tears. No words, not talking to nothing, just driving. You know, that's a scary moment because I could see the look on her face like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was very overwhelmed. Very overwhelmed, no doubt. So clearly it was a lot more than I was giving it credit for. But for whatever reason, I wouldn't allow myself to do anything about it other than try to do it by myself.
Yeah.
You want to smack it? Go ahead, smack it.
I can't reach it.
I know. I do know. I just don't, I don't know why I couldn't do it. I don't know. I wish I could give you an answer. I really do.
Yeah.
Because I know that iron sharpens iron, right?
Yeah.
And right. Well, that's what we're here for. And we do it together. I know all of this. But I can know it and still not do it. That's the problem.
Well, that.
It's disappointing. I'm disappointed in myself.
Yeah.
He said, yeah. It'll be all right. He said, I'm disappointed in you too.
That's not what I said.
I know. At the end of it, I finally was like, you know what? As I was writing, I was like, I'll write really weird. I don't really write like normal person. At least in this sense, I wasn't writing a scholarly paper or anything like that. I was literally writing a conversation between myself and myself. And I think God was involved and the enemy all at once. And by the time I got to the end of it, I was like, wait a minute, who are you talking to right now? Who are you talking to?
Yeah.
Who is whatever voice that is that's telling me this crap? You can zip it because I don't want to hear it no more. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was getting mad at that point. And again, I'm still kind of working through it. I'm at this point now, I'm just disappointed that I didn't do something better or sooner. You know what I mean? Like, I waited till now to even talk to you. I don't know, dude. I don't have an excuse.
Let's see, Saturday.
I saw you Saturday morning. We came out here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You were busy.
Oh, yeah, I was
busy. Doing a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even get my whole yard mowed. I only got my backyard mowed.
I know. I rolled up this afternoon. I was like, oh, that's bugging the crap out of him. I can already see it.
It's driving me nuts, man. And that half bridge that's sitting there not done yet, you know, and then all my fence stuff sitting there. Because immediately when I pulled in the driveway and seen that, I was like, oh.
I got to go to work. Yeah. Well, and see, that's the other thing. Like, I don't want to interfere in your life, right? Like, and I think that we all
10 minutes.
Yeah, it's true.
10 minutes. I guarantee you I've wasted probably six times that much time in the bathroom Saturday. Guarantee you. I got a hold of something, tore my gut up. So 10 minutes, man. That's all it takes, 10 minutes.
Yeah. I said all that because I really want to, I'm bearing it out for people to hear so that they can be reminded that it's important, man. Like, yeah, there's people there for you for a reason. Like, God has been so gracious to me to allow me for the, you know, and finally in my life to have people that I feel like genuinely give a damn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the freaking hardest thing for me, though. It's the weirdest stuff. Like,
well, you go through your whole life and feeling like you don't have anybody or feeling like you're having to do it all by yourself. It's hard to recognize that you can go somewhere with it. Like, sometimes it's hard to just, like, oh, like, sometimes it's, I won't even talk to my wife about some things that are bothering me. She'll be on me, too. She's like, what is wrong with you?
She just, no, you just, yeah, know.
Yeah, and man, I'm like, nothing. She's like, you know, something's wrong. I don't want to do this with you. What is wrong? You know, she gets mad at me because I won't tell her. I will not tell her.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, it's just, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to, I'm going to get it off my, especially with my wife, I'm going to get it off my chest and she's going to be like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a bigger deal to me than that. So don't poof me.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah. You don't, that's that dismissal of your feelings. Yeah. That doesn't, that's,
and that, all that does is make it, it's 10 times harder the next time. Like, you're like, they say nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. Now, I don't think that you would do that or anything like
that. No, no, but I can understand the fear of it.
Yeah,
is what I was trying to tell you. Like, I can get why you wouldn't want to call and talk to somebody, because sometimes I don't want to call and talk to nobody.
Yeah,
and sometimes it's, you know, it's like, I don't know how to explain it without sounding like a weirdo, but it's like you get comfort in dealing with it on your own. Like, sometimes you get, it's, you're complacent. Like, you're, it's, like, you're comfortable doing it on your own, so you're not really willing to reach out, you know?
It's easier to deal with the pain on my own. I've been doing it forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm comfortable having to cover, like, suture myself and, you know what I mean, stop the bleeding or whatever the case may be. And I'm comfortable with that, but that doesn't make it right, right?
And, like, no.
Again, that's another part of the whole process. And, like, dude, literally, the prevailing thought was, I'm just so tired of being me. I just don't want to be me anymore. I would let somebody else do it. I don't want to do it anymore. You know what I mean? And big picture, grand scheme of things, any of it, none of it was really all that big a deal.
Yeah.
I mean, just, it just really wasn't. But whatever it was in that moment was the biggest thing that I had to deal with.
Yeah.
And it was hard. And it's still, and, you know, again, I'm not quite there
yet. Out of a molehill. Mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah, we're really good at that, right? The pastor was talking about that yesterday. We're really good at making a mountain out of a molehill. Yeah. And that's another one that, like, see, I start hearing things like that, and then I get convicted. Like, John, is this that problem? This isn't that big of a problem. What are you doing?
It was okay, look, there's two ways you can think about this. It was that big of a problem, and you really needed to reach out to somebody, or it wasn't that big of a problem, and you just made it that big of a problem. Yeah. I mean, that's the only two things that it can be.
Yeah. My heart was messed up, bro, no doubt. I'm telling you, I was hurting.
Yeah, that sucks.
Pretty bad.
That sucks.
I don't know that I've done the silent crying thing in a long time, man. Like,
yeah, that does suck.
Yeah. I could tell that it affected her, too.
Yeah.
I don't like that it did, and we haven't even acknowledged it. We haven't even talked about that. Yeah, but we were in the car driving, and I'm just silently dying. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it sucked, dude.
It's that drowning feeling.
Yeah, I was 100%. Yeah. I was 100 feet deep at that point. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you're at that point, and you're just drowning.
Yeah, and I just want to go ahead and just stop. Just let it go. Just let it go. You know what I mean? Don't grab me. Don't pull me back out. Just let me die.
Let me drink all this water.
But having said all of that, like, look, I don't want that. I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to hurt myself. I don't want to do anything like that. I don't want to leave anybody behind. I have people that I genuinely care about, that I know people that genuinely care about me, that, like, I know that all that is, like, I would never want to do that, or, and I don't want anybody else to. And I think that thinking about it and made me think that it was a good time to start talking about it with.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've actually brought that up on our show. So, you know, I thought it was a good time. And, you know, Yeah. Faith in God honestly helps. Having an experience and a relationship with him has helped. And it's really what's probably kept me on this side of it. You know what I mean? Like, even though I'm hurting and dying on it, it's kept me on this side of that pain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it could easily go the opposite direction.
I want to show you a video.
Okay.
But I don't want you to play it because I don't want to. But this is a key reminder of how important mental health is. I don't want you to. I don't know. I'll let you be the judge of it because I don't want to. I don't want it to feel like I'm trying to pick on this person.
I get it.
It's go over to your search and search up bazooka arms. This is. I don't know if you've ever heard of synthol.
Yeah, they turn that stuff into concrete.
It's oil, and you inject it in your arms, and I mean it. But look at some of the things he does.
See,
I mean, this is the key. I mean, a key reminder of how important mental health is. He's got a hurt.
And for what?
Look at his arm. Like the tissues.
Ugh. Look at this.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Again, it's like falling off.
Yeah, look at that. And you can see, like, how much his face has changed. Like, see, he's done, I guess that was him back in the day. But look at how his face, like, I don't know if he's gotten plastic surgery or what he's done. But
that's just trying to have that for what reason? And that'll never go away, huh?
No, he's like that for life.
It basically, I think it turns out that turns the tissue into concrete almost, like, but there's no strength in it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, it looks like you're huge, but it doesn't do anything for you.
It's nothing.
It's just for looks. Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah. Just, you can see, like, look at, I mean, you can just see the anguish. I mean,
gosh, that's terrible. That's rough.
Sometimes, like, he does, he on some of his videos, I'm not making fun of this kid, but I watch some of the stuff that he does in some of his videos, and I don't know what has happened to him to make him, he does, like, childish things, too, like, almost like he does seem like there's something wrong upstairs. Like,
he's emotionally unwell.
Yeah, something has happened where his mental health is just checking out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
And gosh, if I'm wrong, shame on me. I mean, you're like, yeah, so go back up to that one. Look at those little dumbbells he's got in his hand.
Yeah.
And he's like,
those are like 3 or 5 pounders?
1.5 kilos.
That's 3 pounds?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Look at that look on his face, though. Like, he just,
I feel sorry for him.
I do too. That's why I said I don't want to, like, put him on blast or anything. But see, like, at one point, like, see, he's
normal.
He's kind of normal. He's got the injections, but he's kind of normal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not to say that he's not normal now, but then you look at him as this is going by. I think, like, all that stuff has just really messed him up mentally.
Deformed him.
Yeah.
Like, it deformed his arms.
Yeah.
Like, the skin. Like, dude, the skin is just
deformed. Look at that back view of it.
Ugh. Gross.
Dude.
It looks like elephantitis. Have you ever seen elephantitis? Mm-mm. That's what that looks like. Like, oh, man. I can't remember what. I don't even know that there's been a case of elephantitis in a long time. Not that one. Yeah, that's elephantitis. Oh, yeah. That's kind of what it looks like. But this is like self-induced from doing injections. And yeah. It's like, that's an illness, that elephantitis thing. But my question is why did he do it in the first place? You know why? Because he was trying to have the attention of somebody that he didn't get. Yeah. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, he wanted to be big,
yeah,
muscular, massive.
Yeah. And you know at that point, steroids were probably safer.
Goodness gracious.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's golly. Saying a lot, too, dude, because steroids are not safe.
But I guarantee you they were safer than what he's going through right now. But you can just see, like, you know, like some of the videos, like he seemed like he had his sanity.
Yeah.
And then as, like, it progresses, like, once you start seeing the shape of his face changing, like he's losing all his mental capacity.
Everything's going away.
Yeah.
He's checked out.
Yeah. Like, I think he's, like, regretting some life decisions.
There's a hamster behind the wheel at this point. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I get it. I think the narrative that's inside of our mind is something that really has to be checked. Yeah. And that's really where I was at. Yes, this morning is when I finally was kind of like, okay, I'm tired of this narrative. I'm tired of allowing it to win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And again, I could have approached it in a lot of different ways. I went the solo route, like always. Again, not proud of it. It's hard to talk about, dude. It's hard to talk to you. I don't want to tell people. I don't want to tell anybody. I don't want to.
That you're having a weak moment?
I don't want to tell you, bro. I just am done. I'm just done with myself. I don't want to be me anymore. Let me go over there and be someone else, and you let someone else do me, because I don't know what to do with it anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What does that sound like?
Selfish. Because there's a lot of people that like you being you, that enjoy you being you. You got a family that loves you for being you. You got kids that love you for being you. You got a wife that loves you for you being you. Yeah. You got friends. You got a lot of people that love you for being you.
Yeah.
So I don't like trying to call you out, but to
call
to
me out, that's what you're supposed to do.
To feel like that, I mean, that's kind of a selfish.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a little bit of shame there. That's like, yeah. I feel that. I know that. And so, like, I don't want to call you and say that.
Yeah.
How are you going to feel if I say that? What are you going to think when I say that? You're like, what the hell's wrong with you, man?
No, that's not what I'm going to do. I'd have been like, give me just a couple minutes, bro. I got a wheelbarrow load full of rock. I'll call you back in like 5 minutes.
I'm building a driveway, dude. Oh, man. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, those are the things. That's going through my head, too. All at the same time. At the same time that I'm trying to deal with it, I'm thinking, man, we've talked about this 100 times. You got to reach out. You got to reach out. You got to reach out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Still don't do it. Still don't do it. Still don't do it. I don't know.
Yeah, I got you.
Don't follow my example, dudes. Reach out. It's not that hard. It is.
It is sometimes. Yeah, it is that hard sometimes.
It is that hard. I'm not downplaying it at all. Trust me. I it is that hard. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of past hurts in that decision to not reach out.
Yeah.
A lot of past hurts. A lot of, again, like you said, like feeling, growing up and being taught over and over again that your feelings don't matter.
Yeah.
Shut up. You know what I mean? That are go into that decision. Doesn't make it the right decision. It just is what it is. And I started today with that scripture for that reason, because it's in my heart right now. It's in my mind. You know what I mean? Should have reached out.
Yeah. But I mean, it's also, it happened. It's over. You can't change it now. So don't let that be the next thing that you dwell on that starts to eat you up. Is like, man, I really need to be reaching out, because you're just, you know what I mean?
It's perpetual.
Yeah. It's like an endless wheel, dude, just rolling down a hill. It's just like gathering speed, and you don't need all that.
Yep. You ain't lying.
What I've started to notice is when I'm not very busy, when I'm not moving a lot, when I'm not working on stuff or tinkering or doing something like that, that's when I start having the most depressed moments, because I'm just sitting, like, usually it happens at work. And I'm like, this sucks.
I was going to say, when are you not?
I'm always, usually always moving.
Every time. I mean, every time you're like, oh, I'm doing this or I'm doing that. And I'm like, God dang, dude. Yeah. Like, I'm surprised you didn't already build this whole fence already, man. Yeah. If it weren't for lack of material, it would have been
like
done.
I told you, if it wasn't for the, that's why I'm doing it. Like I did the section by the driveway, and then I'll do the section going over to my neighbor's house, and then I'll just break it up into bite-sized morsels, you know. But ain't so shocking, because dude, I got the bill for that first little section right there. I mean,
you're like, ooh,
yeah, just ooh. Yeah, 32 feet for materials, $1,000.
Ouch, that's a lot.
Yeah, and that's like pretty good discount. I mean.
That's a lick though. Goodness gracious, man. Yeah. And I've talked to you a dozen times about improvements I'd like to make to my house and all that kind of stuff, bro. It's never gonna happen. It's never gonna happen. Like, if it weren't like if all these extraneous things wouldn't continue to happen, then maybe. But like, it's like as soon as you start to kind of make progress.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, new tires, freaking this, that, the other thing, new refrigerator, new, you know, all of it.
Once you got your concrete poured, it'd be game over. That's how I was at our old house.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, we got our concrete poured. I ordered sod that day. I ordered the lumber that day. Like, I went from having, I didn't even have a backyard. I ordered all the stuff for the fence. Like, I mean, I just went, like, as soon as I saw the concrete, I was like, game on.
Yeah.
Like, game on.
But you can do it. I can't.
Oh, yeah, but you got people that can.
I know. Do you know how hard that is, too, though? Like, I don't want to call you and be like, hey, bro, come help me build this thing. I don't know. Because you're busy. You got your own thing.
Yeah, but usually the reason I'm doing those things is because I don't have nothing else to do.
True. I have a real problem with this, too. That's another thing, too. Like, I have a real problem with – I don't ever want somebody to feel like I'm taking advantage of them. You know what I mean?
There's no way I'd feel like that. Okay, so this deal that I did Saturday, do you want to know why it got done?
Why?
Because there was a skid steer sitting in the yard.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I'm going to take that.
I'm taking that home. What are you going to do with it? I'm going to build a driveway.
You're like, okay.
And they're like, that's random. But I wanted to get all that stupid. I was tired of picking weeds over there. That rock was terrible. And I was tired of picking weeds. So I was like, you know what?
It just amazes me the way that your mind works. Like, because you can already see it. You can see it, and then you'll just go do it. And you can do it without – you don't need help. You don't need no freaking roadmap. You don't need no schematics. You just do it. I could never do – somebody has to be like, okay, do that. Okay, do that. Okay, do that.
Yeah, and then as soon as I got done with that, she was like, I want you to build me a memorial. I call it a pet cemetery. She don't like that.
I know.
She's like – I want you to build me a memorial. So I was like, well, what do you want? She's like, I don't know. I want you to do it because you're creative. So I'm like, well, come on. Let's go to Lowe's.
Hey, it's cool too, bro. I looked at it. I was like, what the? I could never.
And then her little bridge. She wanted her little bridge.
Let me ask, the arch part, is that cut that way?
I cut it.
You cut it into an arch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm like, how do you do that?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Some 2x10.
Oh, just cut it out.
And then just got it. Just got a radius marker and
got it.
And I took the old sawzall to it.
Yeah. See, you got that. I don't.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. It literally. It's like that's why I was telling you yesterday. It's just like it just trips me out because like I would need step by step instructions. Show me. Give me all the measurements. Like I couldn't figure it out for myself. I could not figure that out for myself.
Yeah.
And to see you do it like that just freaking blows my mind, man.
You're not
freaking savant in my mind. Don't tell me it's not nothing because there ain't many people. There may be a lot of people, but there ain't many people. I don't know any that are like that. I know one. You.
I don't. I mean, I've spent my whole life
tinkering the building,
doing that. So it's
yeah.
And I'm not like. By far not the best at any of it. I'm good at a lot of it.
Yeah.
But I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
There's certain things that I absolutely I like. I love doing fencing. I love it.
Yeah.
But I like it how I like doing it how I'm doing it. I hate doing it for money because you're in such a hurry. Everything's hurry, 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 hurry.
You can't get quality out of that.
You can't get no like you can I got it like you just I don't even want to tell people that I do those, you know, I'm just like, man, because I see so much of it that I'm like, oh, it's driving me nuts.
Yeah.
But not that it's not quality, but it's not like how I would, how
it's not
when you can take, when you can,
the same.
Yeah. When you can, when you're just building a fence for fun, I mean, you do all kinds of, everything's like perfect. I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
But anyways, that's enough of that.
You don't like compliments either. I can see it.
No. Nope.
Well, you're going to take it.
Okay, yeah,
I'm going to rape you with my
compliments. No, I'm not. No, I'm not either. No. I want to see that.
With this?
Yeah.
Six adult behaviors that scream unresolved childhood trauma.
Yeah. I just seen the caption. I was like,
Over-apologizing. Struggling with boundaries.
Difficult. Well, go up to that over-apologizing. You say it because as a child, apologizing was often the only way to avoid conflict and minimize punishment.
No, that didn't help me. No. Apologizing didn't help.
No.
Struggling with boundaries. You may call yourself a people pleaser, but the truth is you were trained to put other people's needs above your own. Difficulty trusting love. Sometimes you trust, you push good people away, not because you don't want connection, but because you love, because love once came with manipulation and pain. Hyper independence. This is definitely John Traylor. The world will call it strength, but often it's a response to never being able to rely on anyone. You learn that if you don't do it all yourself, you may be abandoned or let down. That's exactly the issue we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Intense self-criticism. I'm real bad about that, too. Harsh inner voice was planted there by those who tore you down. You repeat it because you became familiar. Feeling responsible for everyone else's emotions. Oof. Oof. I never even thought about that. You were conditioned to manage the moods of adults who should have been caring for you. Oh, I don't want to go down this rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I don't want to go down this rabbit hole. I'm already uncomfortable thinking about it. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. You know what? In a way, I can I relate to three of those at least. That last one, that's a little bit of a gut punch because I never thought about it. You know, I know I'm hyper independent. Like, it's 100% the conversation we've been having. Yeah. I like to just take care of it myself and just.
Yeah.
Oh, what the heck is over my head, dude?
Nothing.
You keep your eyes.
I was looking at those honeycomb things when they're crooked.
Dude, your eyes were drifting around my head, and I'm like, what is going on?
No, because I'm sitting here looking at them. I'm like, damn, they're crooked. Like, it's.
It's okay, bro. It looks fine.
Oh, God. I've never noticed it before. That's why it's like.
Well, it'll be all right. Just
No, it won't.
Next time I come back next week on Bumper Sticker Wisdom, pay attention to the back behind me because that's all going to be different.
It'll all be different, probably. No, it won't because I don't want to have to repaint that wall.
There you go. Yes. He's got to leave it alone.
Yeah, I don't want to have to repaint that.
Isn't it black underneath those?
Yeah, but it's we painted over the wallpaper. It's probably going to tear up the wallpaper.
Oh, if you peel those off. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I don't want to have to deal with all that.
Next time on Bumper Sticker Wisdom, it'll be exactly the same. Just leave it alone. It's going to be all right.
Yeah. This wall drove me nuts.
You're very particular about these things. You told me to let you do it. So I said, okay, I'll just leave you alone. Yeah. Let you do your thing. Yes, sir. Yeah. It's your thing.
It's not always the best thing to do either. I had my mom furious last night.
Why?
Because I told her I was taking the pull down.
Oh,
she's like, why? I'm like, because I don't like how it sits.
So we're going to take it all down and reset this some gun.
I was going to dig it out so it sits a little lower in the ground. And she's like, yeah, she's like, I've already called to get it winterized. I was like, call them and tell them no.
I was going to ask you about that. Like, what do you do over the winter? Do you drain that or take it down or leave it up?
Leave it up. I was going to take it down because I really wanted to move it.
Yeah.
But I guess I'll let her win that one. It's her pool, technically.
Got it.
So she likes it how it is. I'll leave it how it is.
I dove in it a couple weeks ago because it was really freaking hot and it was glorious.
Yeah. What's crazy is the water was warm that night. And then the next day, me and Champ came out to swim and it was freaking cold.
Really?
And I was like, I guess because it gets cold at night.
Yeah. It was gloriously perfect the moment that I dove in.
I was just like, dude, this is nuts. He's like, I don't want to swim in. I'm like, go ahead.
I'm staying out here. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, man. Anyway, how do you feel about the in-ears?
I like them. Yeah, a lot better than the
over-the-ears.
Yeah.
It's kind of a readjustment. Getting back to having it so directly in your mind, like in the conversation. And
only thing I probably need to change my little.
The buds?
Yeah,
the because. Little earpieces?
Like, I can't, like when I'm talking, all I can hear is myself talking. I can't hear it through the headphones. Like, it's like closed off my eardrum.
I can hear me when I talk.
I can too. Like, you know, when you, like, if you plug your ears and talk.
Yeah, it's like it's inside of your head.
That's how it sounds. Yeah. That's how it sounds.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah. It surprises me how little you can actually see them on camera. Like, you can tell there's something in my ear, but I felt like they were like this far, you know, like they were just bulging out.
Yeah.
And they're really not. Like, they're pretty well
clean. Oh, they're good.
So, sorry to dominate the conversation with my BS today.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
We're back to getting back into routine. Like, it took, like, gosh, it's crazy how just not doing it for a week, like, really, I was, like, so out of sync. I couldn't remember what I was doing.
We started. I was like, what are we doing? And you look at me, you're like,
I don't know. Commercial? I guess we're doing the commercial. Ching out.
What's blue and doesn't weigh much?
The sky.
Light blue.
It is light blue. The sky is light blue. I had it kind of. Jeez. Okay, here we go. Let's do this one. C.S. Lewis, the fact that our hearts yearn for something earth cannot supply is proof that heaven must be our home.
Oof.
Yes, sir.
Ooh. Man, that's a good one.
That is a good one. I like it. And it kind of, in retrospect to the, you know, all of the issue that I was dealing with really is about here. it's really not about the grand scheme of things. I know how dearly God loves me and you, and loves all of us. And how I was feeling is really an earthly feeling. It's not, you know what I mean? It's not true. It's not real. It's just something I was dealing with. And it took over for about 2 days.
You let that human emotion get in the way of your spiritual feeling.
Yeah. It's that thing that, you know, look, your emotions are real and they serve a purpose, but they lie to you.
Yeah.
Like that's something that we need to come to grips with.
Yeah.
Your emotions can lie to you so easily. Joy can lie to you. Yeah. It can be fleeting, like your happiness, you know what I mean? That's just a feeling. Anybody who's...
It's crazy because if you ever notice, people that are offended always feel like they're the one in the right.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, I mean, that's part of the human aspect. Like your emotions are lying to you, bro. Just because you're offended, just because something hurts your feelings doesn't mean you're right.
Yeah. It's okay that you got your feelings hurt, but that doesn't mean you're right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just... You know what the crazy thing is most of the time the reason the people's feelings got hurt is because they don't want to admit they're wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't like it when I'm wrong.
Yeah.
And it usually makes me get really stinking offended when I'm wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't like it. I don't like to be... I have to submit my right to be right, right?
Yeah.
Right. But you get what I'm saying. Like, generally speaking... We get defensive when we're proven to be wrong because we're like, you know what? I'm going to die on this hill. For what? What are you gaining? What are you going to gain out of that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Silly.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you all for joining us.
Welcome to the shit show.
Yeah.
I will not be sharing that on any clips. Sorry.
Thank you for checking us out. See you again next week.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.